Cannabis Business Minds, we train and mentor professionals, entrepreneurs, and aspiring entrepreneurs on how to confidently find their place in the legal cannabis and hemp industries. Come on and join us at CannabisBusinessMinds.com.
Hello, you beautiful people. On this episode, it's a solo cast. I'm going to break down a few more things about how to get ready for your financial future in 2022. And so make sure you have that pen, that paper, and that you're excited about numbers, because this episode is pretty number heavy. And it really will help you get in the mindset for 2022, but also actually be able to wrap up your year end in a better way. Quick note, I have an invite for you to join me on a new app called the Wisdom app, and it allows us to connect live. You can ask your questions directly to me. It's in the show notes, but I'm having a little live session on Tuesday, December 28th at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we can actually chat and you can ask me any questions that you have related to this episode. So I hope I can see you. Good morning, Cannabis Business Minds, and I hope you all are doing well. I wanted to give you one last episode as we wrap up 2021, and this is one that is going to require you to put on that number hat and really start focusing on the finances in your business. And if you're new to business, then gosh, I'm so excited because I want you to start applying this as you start making money, right? This is all about money in is not money for you. This lesson was even one as a CPA entrepreneur took me a minute to learn, because the moment you start earning them dollars, right? You get some sales, you look at that bank account and you're like, yeah, I see that stuff coming in. This is great. I've got customers, I've got products, people are buying my stuff. And you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to go shopping. You know what? I think I'm going to actually go spend that on a marketing campaign. Guys, that is not the way you want to do it. It's the way I did it my first year in business and as a CPA, right? That is the funny stuff, because that is something I didn't learn with consulting, was money in isn't money for you. That wasn't. That's something I learned as an entrepreneur. So I want to unpack that pretty quick, right? So when you think about, so break out that pen, break out that piece of paper, because I want you on your pen and paper, I'm going to do it with you. I want you to write out revenue. Underneath it, I want you to write out COGS. Underneath it, I want you to write out OPEX. Underneath it, I want you to write out owner pay. And underneath it, I want you to write out taxes, right? So we've got revenue, COGS, OPEX, owner pay, and taxes. All right. Well, revenue, easy peasy, that relates to our sales. If you are in a business, you've got multiple streams. You might have multiple streams of revenue. If you're starting a business, you probably have one stream of revenue. Long-term play, just like you want to build wealth, you probably want to have a few sources of revenue. It diversifies and adds a little bit more risk-proof, I would say. I know that's a new word, but it allows you to be manage your risk a little bit more if you do have multiple streams of revenue. So let me give you an example on my multiple streams of revenue in my business. I've got course sales, I've got one-on-one coaching, I've got affiliate sales, and then I also have book sales on Amazon, right? So I've got multiple streams. Some of those are passive. If you can build out passive income streams for you and your business, that's huge. Why? Because you don't have to do the work. It is adding money to that bank account and you didn't have to do anything, right? That's the goal. You can do it personally, like passive income streams personally, but you can also do that for your business, right? And so as an online entrepreneur, I would suggest, you know, trying to figure out if you even are a plant touching business, you know, or planning to be, like, what other streams of revenue could you have later on as you grow that could be passive and such, right? And so royalties, you know, brands, all that kind of stuff, those are some ideas of revenue streams, right? So you got revenue. So I just want to explain revenue. So go down to that paper. So make sure you're clear with revenue. Let's move on to COGS. Okay, guys, COGS, that is the most important thing if you are a plant-touching business, cost of goods sold. It is the cost it took to produce your product, right? So if you are, in IRS terms, a producer, meaning you are a cultivator or a processor, an extractor, a manufacturer, your cost of goods sold is going to be typically, well, think about it. It's going to be direct materials, direct labor, and some indirect costs, right? So let me break down what that is. So direct labor would be if you are, I've got a master cultivator, direct labor for that grow. Let's think about actual materials. So materials for grow, that's going to be nutrients. It's going to be soil. It's going to be seedlings, or it's going to be clones, right? Those are some of the direct materials. If you go down the supply chain and you're making brownies, you know, it's going to be the cost of trim, or it's going to be the cost of flour. And then it's going to be, you know, butter, sugar, all that kind of stuff, right? If you are a cannabis retailer, and so IRS terms, a cannabis retailer is a distributor, wholesaler, dispensary, your cost of goods sold is really going to be the product that you purchased. It's just, and then that you resold, right? There could be some indirect expenses, but really not so many, right? So that's your cost of goods sold. If you are a service-based provider like myself, it is the cost that it's, you would call it cost of services, but it's the cost to actually produce those services or actually sell that stuff, right? So it's a little bit different. That will be another podcast episode. I don't know how many of you are service-based entrepreneurs, so holler at me and let me know on Instagram, DM me and let me know, and I'll gear that towards you. So that's COGS. OPEX sounds pretty cool. It's operating expenses. OPEX is everything it takes to operate your business. Okay. So operating expenses, you know, for me, it's my podcast hosting software. It's my online learning software. It's a lot of those things that just it takes to operate my business. For a cannabis plant touching business, if you're a cultivator, it's going to be your rent. It's some of the salaries you pay your general employees. It's your marketing costs, right? Those are your operating expenses, right? So when you think about when you're budgeting, you're typically budgeting OPEX, so operating expenses. Then we got this owner pay, hence title of the podcast. Owner pay is anything that the owners are going to be paid. A little bit tricky here because, you know, depending on your legal entity, depending if you're set up as a, you know, on payroll or you take distributions, that might be the quote unquote complicated part. But I want you to think about it because in the end, it's money that is going to you and going to the partners, right? The logistics of, oh, how it's taxed, I'm not going to complicate that on this episode, but it's important that owner pay, what you are getting paid to run your business. Now, this is not a profit distribution. That's a big difference, right? An owner pay is like, you aren't working here. You aren't working at your other business. So you should be getting paid as an owner. The logistics of how you do that, depending on your legal entity, you know, and your partnerships agreement or however you want to, you know, finesse the architecture there, that's going to be different. But regardless, you need to get paid as a business owner. And then last but not least is taxes, right? So taxes is, you know, guys, if we're a plant touching business, it's IRC 280E taxes. It is, you know, if you have any other taxes that you need to save, maybe a sales tax or a tax related to an excise tax, right? That's kind of taxes. And actually there's one more, and that's profit. So write that down. And profit is after everything has been said and done. Profit is what's left over, or what people typically think is left over, and that you can make a profit in your business. Now, so we got revenue, COGS, OPEX, owner pay, taxes, profit. Okay. So money in isn't money out. So typically what happens is that with new entrepreneurs who aren't focused on their finances is that all of a sudden you got revenue. Revenue hits the bank account. You look at the bank account, boom, wow, it's $30,000. You're making some money, right? Okay, you know what? I've got that marketing campaign. I actually need to take a little bit of money out to pay the mortgage, right? Like that is not unusual, but it's not the way to go, right? And so typically it would be revenue hits, and then there's no mechanism, there's no system necessarily to paying expenses, to paying yourself. You don't have those guardrails in place, right? And so We can't do that. Why can't we do that? Because it's not the way to run a profitable business. It could get you in some tax issues, and you don't have a system in place to actually pay yourself or make a profit, right? If you go, option A, which I just described, well, you know what's going to happen. That means that you, my friends, will probably not get the profit that is on your financial statements. Okay, so what is the option? What is the solution here? So the solution here is to apply an allocation method. And this comes from the book Profit First, right? And the allocation method is going to be different for each business that you have. And I'm going to explain to you why. So cost of goods sold, you would put an allocation of your revenue to your cost of goods sold, right? And so if you are, let's say that typically your cost of goods sold is maybe 70% of your revenue, right? So you have 70% of your revenue. So you already know that 70% is going to go to purchasing inventory, purchasing things that relate to cost of goods sold, right? And so when you think about that, then you would already know, like, okay, I'm going to put my money aside to make sure that I am taking care of cost of goods sold. So then you would know the remainder of that is a certain amount each month, and you would allocate certain percentages to your operating expenses, to your owner pay, to your taxes, and to your profit. Now, we're listening to a podcast. I'm not going to go into as much detail of the technicalities of that, because if you're not a numbers person, it's going to be, you know, it'll be a little bit hard. You holler at me, go to CBM Network. I will put up a little course that's called the Profit Assessment, where you can download this and kind of watch a video of how to look at this and do that. So make sure that you just go to CBM Network to get that. I'll link it in the show notes as well. But the big thing, guys, here is that you follow an allocation method every 2 weeks to make sure that you are actually allocating your money correctly. So this is much more of money management. This money management technique is going to help you build more wealth into your business. And you also are going to have a better plan in place, right? Because I know that, you know, we talk about budgeting. I talk about budgeting a ton. Budgeting is a freaking fantastic exercise, because what it does is it helps you give clarity on where you want to spend your money, all of that kind of stuff. So you need to do that every year. You want to assess your spend against budget. But a better way to stay on budget is to make sure that you're allocating your expenses appropriately, right? So let's say, you know, to OpEx, you determine what that allocation percentage is. And then you make a budget that goes within that percentage, right? And then it's easy every month. You say, well, you know, how much did I actually spend on OpEx? Well, I was supposed to spend this because this is how much I allocate, right? So it's a different way of retooling things. The big reason why it's important, especially if you're a plant touching business, is that taxes really can take a toll on you and they can hit your cash flow. So if you're doing this exercise every 2 weeks, if you're doing the allocation, and then if you want to push it to every month when you start getting comfortable with it, you're really helping, because you're already putting that money aside. It's almost like the budgeting envelope system. You're putting that money aside so you don't have to worry about it when it comes to tax time. This is so important and paramount to your success. I'm not sure what your goals are in business, but mine has always been to build a profitable business. But if you have to, that's like level zero. But when you unpack that and you're like, but you know what? What's a profitable business? First, it's going to be different for every industry. If you think about a profitable business, like if you look at Nike, what are their profit margins? They're a retailer, right? Like they are getting what? Maybe, I wish I knew off the top of my head, maybe 20 would be high, 15%. I'll put in the show notes what it is, because I'm now very curious. But you know, that's actually a very high profit margin, right? And so when you're assessing your business and you look at your profit, so let's say you're like, oh, I made 15,000 profit last year. Well, y'all, the big exercise here isn't to look at that number, it's to look at the profit margin, that percentage, right? And so sure, level one of your goal setting for your business is to build a profitable business. But we know SMART goals. We know that we have to unpack that a little bit more. And so we have to think about, okay, well, what does that mean? right? Why do I need to build a profitable business? Am I trying to hit a specific profit margin? Am I trying to hit a specific number? But a more thought out goal would be to say, you know, I want to make more money in my business than I was making in my career. I want to pay myself consistently X amount of dollars every month, right? When you unpack it that way, and that's not profit still, right? That's paying yourself. You are now reframing how you're looking at your business. Now you're reframing how you're making money in your business. And now you have a more concrete, actionable goal to start paying yourself. Because when you can pay yourself more, you can then allocate more money from that paycheck or that distribution. Remember, that's technical for your business. You got to figure that one out. To some of your wealth building activities, to actually start building and growing your wealth. Because in my mind, when I think about why I started this business, it is to have a lifestyle that is aligned with my values, that is to help people, but it is to be able to not have to worry about money, right? And the one way that I have to do that, and that you guys have to do it too, is to have this system in place. So those are some of the categories that I want you to think about when you are allocating your money. And, you know, this is something that as a CPA, I can help you with. And if you're interested in, you know, really taking yourself in 2022 to the next level, check out the Profit Builder program that I have on CPM. This is an annual thing that we work together and we meet every quarter. I help you first get set up on making sure that you have the right systems in place and that you can, you know, what your allocation methods are and that it will work for you. And then what we do is we meet every quarter and we work on strategy, we work on sales, we work on marketing, but we work really on the numbers to make sure it's all good for you. Because I think that being an entrepreneur is awesome. We can wear that entrepreneur hat. We can hustle all day long. We can change lives. That's why we started our business. But if we are struggling to pay ourselves consistently, if we are struggling to, you know, build our wealth and build our 401k, that's not what we signed up for. You know, it's so funny. Do you remember when you fly? And hopefully you guys have flown a little bit before this new kind of episode of COVID, but put on your air mask before you can help somebody else. And one of the things that it's actually quite related, right? Your mental health as an entrepreneur usually is tied to your financial wealth as an entrepreneur. And so it's important to prioritize those two things. So, you know, just want to let you know that you've got a lifeline here. Definitely. And that even just doing this quick hack that I told you about allocating your, instead of just looking at money in is money for you, it's not, right? And allocating these certain percentages, that's going to help you with your cash management. That's going to help you with your cash flow. That's going to help you start really paying yourself consistently. So just wanted to give you that quick tidbit of advice. And you guys, I am now going to give you the last thing that has changed my life with the whole money management is really being accountable to myself, right? Like, it is important to have a money date with yourself. It is important to look at your financials at least once a week, right? You don't have to do the full balance sheet. You don't have to do the full profit and loss, but you have to know how you're doing, right? And so when we think about our financials and when we think about our money, like our money conversations with ourselves, it's not just necessarily, oh, you know, how much profit did I make? It's looking at, oh, well, how many, you know, leads did I have? How many people hit my website? How many people downloaded my offerings? How many people bought my things? Right? That's important. If you are operating a business and you have employees, right? Having that money date, business date, right? With yourself, like how productive is everybody? You know, how am I, you know, what percentage of payroll is of my revenue? That's more of a monthly activity, right? Like it's important for us as entrepreneurs to allocate that time to having that money date. That money date's going to be different for you. That money date's going to be different for me, right? Like we have to customize it to our business and to what we're really trying to achieve in our business. But it really is important to have that conversation with ourselves. You know, A lot of us like to hide under the rocks. We like to be that ostrich, put our head in the sand and not think about numbers when it comes to our business. But guys, that's like the worst thing to do. The definition of entrepreneurship is realizing a profit, right? It is the definition of that. The only way we can realize a profit is to look at the numbers, have that money date with ourselves, hold ourselves accountable, and make actionable change to that. So just want to let you know that you can, you will, and it's not hard. It's building that system. It's building that architecture. Once the architecture has been built and you have the system, it's then being able to show up, hold yourself accountable, hold whoever you also need to, you know, be in that conversation with you, if it's other business partners, right? Other profit people, but it's doing that. It's making sure that you've got that profit team in place. So as you're building that, as you're looking and setting your financial goals for 2022, I want you to take these things and really figure out how you can build that into your schedule, how you can start building more profit into your business. And I do have an invite for you. I am super excited to announce that I am partnering up with Wisdom. It's a very cool app. I'll put it in the link. I thought you have a lot of links in this podcast, but I'll put it in the link. It is an app that allows me to connect with you. And really, you can ask questions to me live. And so I am hosting a financial goal setting session on Wisdom app, and I'm going to be hosting it right before the new year. And so I want you to mark your calendars. All right. And so it's going to be Tuesday, December 28th at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for all you Europeans, it's going to be at 5 p.m. And this will be an opportunity for you to ask any questions that you have about finance, about accounting, about these allocations, to be able to talk with me about anything related to the numbers and the cannabis business. And, you know, I'm really excited to get to answer your questions live. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I feel like it brings us a little bit closer together, and it's my passion. So I hope that you can join me. Again, that is going to be on Tuesday, December 28th at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all you have to do is download the app and make sure that you follow me. My handle's at Biz with Simone, and we'll start talking about the numbers. So super excited to get to see you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed this, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure that you share this episode on your social media and tag us in the Instagram stories. You can find us wherever you go on social media. Just look up Cannabis Business Minds. Have an idea for the show or something that you want to talk about? Shoot us an email at podcast@cannabisbusinessminds.com.